We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. Lieutenant Governor, you're glad to have you here at the Stockyards today. Great support for our troops, most certainly.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Oklahoma, we want to lead the way when it comes to supporting our troops. You know, every state talks about it. We actually live it out each and every day. That Oklahoma standard is real, and it means also taking care of our veterans and making sure that we support our troops. And so it's a wonderful organization. The amount of troops that I just heard that it supports, and we're talking thousands and thousands of meals across this country. And people, you're eating, again, the best of the best here. That was also a key point that they made. So they do everything first class to support our troops, and it's something they remember for a very long time as well.
2021's about done. You've had a busy year. I know you've been out a lot, even despite the pandemic.
Yeah, we really have. You know, I mean, we've been in all 77 counties, and we'll continue to do that. We're going to make sure that those ARPA dollars are spent wisely, and that means into rural parts of the state. Rural broadband is really at the top of our list when it comes to those federal dollars that are coming into the state of Oklahoma. We have no excuse. No state has an excuse not to address rural broadband in this country today because of the amount of money that is circulating into states right now. So rural broadband, economic development projects in rural Oklahoma, working with Brent Kissling over at our Department of Commerce on these issues. So we have an opportunity over the next couple years for generational economic development projects across our 77 counties. You know, we're excited about what's going on in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. They're growing by leaps and bounds. But over the last 10 years, we've lost about 70,000 people in rural Oklahoma. And we lost population in two-thirds of our counties over the last 10 years when we had our latest census report told us that. So we're really making sure that we're in communities, helping them. How do we help you hire one more person? What small business owners here need help? How do we recruit business into those communities as well? That's really going to be my focus moving into next year and into a second term.
You've majored on tourism, including agritourism.
Yes, yeah. You know, tourism and agritourism is one of the best front doors to economic development. And that's what I tell people all the time. You know, tourists today in America, as we get out of this global pandemic, they're doing road trips. They're doing great American road trips again. They want to find a small town lined with American flags, cute boutique hotel somewhere. That's what tourists want. I think you're still going to have a lot of tourists a little uncomfortable being in large concert arenas, larger towns, and so it's really prime time for small town tourism. It shows up in all the data, all the research that we're doing, and so we're really leaning into that as well in the Department of Tourism. There's a reason why the number one question asked at our welcome centers, and these are frequented by more people than most any other state's welcome centers, the number one question is, how do I get to the Pioneer Woman in Pawhuska, Oklahoma? And that's true. It's the number one question. That's the experience that tourists want, both international and in America. And we have that, not just in Pawhuska, America, but we have that across our towns. And so we'll be working with communities when it comes to agritourism next year.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.